the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Fat loss mission for the last 7 weeks, basically. And as you may know, I've been uploading some videos almost every day. At least to begin with, it was every day. But it's not been every day recently because we just got really busy. We've been to Santorini doing a billionaire boot camp. We've been to England. We've had the kids' school holidays. And now we're jetting off tomorrow to go to Cyprus for a two-day intensive with a client. So it's been really busy, but that's not to say that we've not done the workouts, because we have done the workouts and we have done the dieting and the fasting. And so let me just give you the results so that you can keep up to date. Just the fact that we're not filming every day, we're not uploading those videos every day, doesn't mean that we're not doing it, we've just not had time to do it. So it is still going, although not as much as I'd like, or not as much as it was, but we're still getting some results. So let's just run through some of those results. So this is in 7 weeks. Today is the 25th of April. We started this on the 2nd of March. So I don't know how many days that is. Just under 60 days, about 55 days, something like that. But it's about 7 weeks, okay? So now, one thing I'm not going to do is tell you what my waistline was, measurement-wise, because I'm still embarrassed about it, the fact that I let it go so bad. But what I can say is that I've dropped 2¾ inches around the waist, and it's making a tremendous difference to my clothing that I can wear. I can actually wear shirts without looking like Mr. Greedy with a big belly sticking out. So I was like a piece of string with a knot in it. If you imagine a piece of string with like maybe a triple knot, actually. Like, I've got no fat anywhere else, but just, you know, I'm a man, so it all goes onto the tummy. And then cortisol, which is like a stress hormone, really to do with battling in court for kids and all that sort of thing. Anyway, so we've had all that to do. Great excuses, by the way, as to why I put weight on. Anyway, so we've dropped almost 3 inches, 2¾ inches in 7 weeks. What is that? That's half an inch a week. Is that right? More or less? Just less than that. Just about a third of an inch a week, which I'm, you know, I'll take that all day long. I've got maybe another 3 inches to go before I'm happy with that. Like, I'm happy now, don't get me wrong, before I'm like, yeah, that's where I want to be. Okay. Weight-wise, we went from 78 kilograms 7 weeks ago to 74.8. So that's what, 3.2 kilograms? So that's half a kilo a week, which is basically a pound a week. Like, that's really good, consistent weight loss. It's not losing 10 pounds in 7 days. It's none of that sort of stuff. But it's just really good, consistent weight loss. And so I'm really happy with that. So let me tell you about how I've done it. A couple of other things. The biceps gone up half an inch. That's because we've been doing curls and pull-ups and close grip pull-ups and so on. The chest has actually got smaller. But that's, despite putting muscle on around the chest, that's actually fat loss. Thank goodness. And the neck has also shrunk. The neck was 14.5 inch, and now it went up to 14.75, and it's dropped to 14 inch. And again, I'm guessing it's just fat loss, really. And the chest, the chest gone down by 3/4 of an inch, so I'm happy with that as well. Okay, and it's fat loss. So let's tell you just quickly how I've been doing it. So as you've seen from the workouts, we've been doing workouts almost every day. It's usually 20 minutes on a treadmill, and I'm watching the NBA. Well, I would do if Microsoft would reinstate the account. Their tech support is just atrocious. 2 weeks we've been waiting now, so I'm missing the playoffs. Anyway, I watched the fourth quarter of the last game, of last night's game, and then we're on the treadmill for about 20, 25 minutes, depending how long that game lasts. Usually we'll go, if it's overtime, we'll keep on the treadmill, but sometimes I'm exhausted, so I don't. We jump off a treadmill, we do maybe 6 or 7 minutes of skipping. That's skipping. if you wondered what that hand movement was, that's skipping right there. And then we jump off the skipping. And then we go on to the boxing bag, poof, 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 which is brilliant. And I'm really loving the boxing bag. And you can get right into it and do your combination punches. And you can feel your shoulders, which I've not measured today, but they went from 47 to 48 inch on the shoulders, by the way, up to about 20 days ago. And I've not measured them since. I have to get my wife to measure them. Because it just, when I do it, just the readings are incorrect. Anyway, so yeah, the boxing bag, you only do maybe 6 or 8 minutes of that per day. And we do different combinations of that kind of thing. That's me boxing. You ever see me in a boxing match? That's me right there getting punched. Luckily the bag doesn't punch back, so that's a bonus really. Okay, so that's what we do, and then we're into, like, we've got 5 different workouts that we might do, and we used to do push days or pull days. You know, pull days are like curls, push days are like overhead barbell lifts, whatever they're called, but now we separated it into like chest, back, tries, buys, what have I missed out, squats, because you've got to do squats as well. So we isolate all the areas, but for example we might do a shoulders workout and then do some chest work at the same time, so we'll stack those, I think is the terminology, and literally that's what we've been doing almost every day, and the differences are tremendous. I allocate an hour and a half now to doing it, although we just got really busy, so it's now just an hour. But look, you guys can do it too. It just takes a little bit of focus and effort. We're also fasting. I'm on, so I ate on Saturday. I ate yesterday for lunch. And today's Wednesday. So I ate yesterday for lunch and dinner. And then not yesterday, the day before. But basically, I've had 2 meals since Saturday and I feel great. I feel really good. I've actually worked out while fasted this morning. And the fasting's working really well. 3 litres of water, and that's going real as well. So look, I'd love to hear your feedback. If you get stuck, you need help with anything, just drop me a line. Happy to share with you what I'm doing a little bit more. All right, my name's Dan Latto from daniellatto.co.uk. Come and visit the website if you like what we're doing. Come and sign up for podcasts and stuff. And we'll speak to you on the next video. All right, take care, guys. Bye.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.